Obstruction of Justice by Perry O'Shaughnessy. Part 1. Love and murder, they're still a few hours apart. Love and murder, I feel it coming with the dusk. Henry Miller, The Tailor Shop. 1. The man and woman left early on that sultry mid-August day and had already been walking through the pine forest of the lower elevations for several hours. The jagged purple mountain they were climbing had stood fast against ice age glaciers. The walls of ice had scoured its sides into grooved cliffs and left rubble at its feet. It had brooded over the southwestern portion of Lake Tahoe for 3 million years, one of the Sierra peaks that divide California and Nevada. In the year and a half since Nina Riley had opened her law practice in the rough-and-ready town of South Lake Tahoe, she had watched Mount Talek from her west-facing office window whenever her mind was troubled, its eternal presence soothing and anchoring her. She thought of it as her mountain, and she wanted to climb it. Although snow blocked the trail until the middle of July, the routes up the mountain didn't demand any technical knowledge, just a strong pair of legs and a backpack for those determined to camp out. For a long time, though, Nina had hesitated to make the ascent. She wanted someone who had been there before to take her up the first time. So she waited, leaving the mountain to chance. Then, in July of her second year in the California Sierra, while serving as defense counsel in her second grueling murder trial, her respect for Collier Halliwell, the deputy DA prosecuting the case, grew into a more personal interest, and she learned that he had climbed Talek. So she called him and asked him if he'd like to go up with her, and he told her to bring her sleeping bag because the Perseid meteor shower would make its annual glittering return that weekend. They could watch it from the top of the mountain.